Welcome to Twist for the week of June 10th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today we're covering a corporate income tax decision from South Carolina and corporate tax legislation from Connecticut, as well as two unclaimed property developments. The South Carolina Administrative Law Court recently ruled in favor of the Department of Revenue in a case addressing how a credit card network taxpayer's income should be sourced for corporate income tax purposes. The taxpayer generated revenue by charging fees based on the number of credit and debit transactions from its branded card. The taxpayer asserted that it had no South Carolina sourced income because its income-producing activities occurred out of state. The court disagreed and concluded that the relevant income-producing activity was providing access to the taxpayer's network, which facilitated credit card transactions between merchants and cardholders throughout the country, including South Carolina. Next, Connecticut currently has a 20-year operating loss carryforward period. Under recently enacted House Bill 5524, operating losses incurred in income years commencing on or after January 1, 2025, can be carried forward for 30 income years. Further, a new deduction is allowed for certain combined groups that did not include the impact of any valuation allowance arising from the move to combined reporting when they initially calculated the FAS 109 deduction. Finally, bills have been recently enacted in Connecticut and Florida that make significant changes to the state's unclaimed property laws. In Connecticut, these modifications include new owner notification requirements and specific provisions for the treatment of unclaimed virtual currency. In Florida, House Bill 989 accelerates the dormancy periods for all types of unclaimed property in the event the owner is deceased. The bill also enhances the state's due diligence requirements and incorporates virtual currency into the definition of intangible property subject to escheatment. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.